And once again, they were talking with a college athlete, Eli Johnson, 2025 senior graduate from Beloit High School, who's going to Wichita State to be a thrower. Eli, how's your summer been going?
Yeah, it's been great. I've been pretty busy between the fishing and working on the farm and working out every other night. And it's been jam-packed full of stuff, but it's kept me busy, and that's about all I can ask for.
Well, Eli, you as you roll down Highway 81 Tuesday about noon, you're going to look at in your rearview mirror at all the things Beloit did for you and your family, and what your family did for Beloit, and specifically what you gained out of athletics and academics at Beloit High, including All-League, All-State in basketball, third place your junior year at State, a couple of State tournament dunks, two-way defensive player of the year. Probably memorable game for you was the Hall State game in the rain and the fumble and the quarterback sack. And then, of course, who can forget track, what you're going to WSU for. Second in the shot, third in the discus, and one of five throwers from Beloit, including Tony Thompson, Logan Eck, Casey Seifert, Grady Seifert, and yourself that threw over 60 foot. As you look in that rearview mirror rolling down Highway 81 on Tuesday, what are you most going to remember about Beloit Athletics?
I remember being a part of every team just being great and just wanting the same goal of making it far in athletics and taking it seriously and being a group that really wants to do good in everything that they do is really special. And just that aspect of becoming a family is I'm going to hold forever.
Well, Eli Johnson, you were front and center, right with and behind, cheering on the girls winning the state championship in 3A. Why was the Beloit girls, obviously their throws were a lot of times 50% of their points at each meet, but why were the girls so good at on the track this year and winning every meet, scoring over 200 points? And as a bird's eye view, what did you see in that team that led you to believe that they were going to be that dominant at the state track meet?
Well, we had a lot of girls this year that would put in all the extra time. I mean, I'd like to say I stayed pretty late on at track practice, but those pole vaulters and all those guys were right there with me. I mean, they were out grinding as much as I was, and I can really respect them for that. And they definitely put in their time, and they got to seek the rewards of that.
You, Eli, you were part of the Shrine Bowl. You spent a week in Hutchinson, Kansas at practice, and the West squad won. Then you went out to Dodge City and won that all-star game for the West All-Stars. Talk about your time in Hutchinson and then out at Dodge City. And as we all know, that's a great fundraiser, and it's all about the kids in need through the Shriners Association, and that's what the bowl game's all about.
Yeah. Like you said, most of these guys come down to the Shrine Bowl, and they just think about the football aspect of it. But the Shriners there, I mean, they bring in patients every night that we talk to, and you start to realize it's way, way more above the game of football. And what we're doing is helping thousands of kids every single year and raising a lot of money so all those kids can go get hospital care for free and get the top care too. I mean, that's the big part of it. Not only is it free, but it is some of the best stuff in the world. And it's really opened my eyes on how incredible those Shriners guys are.
Well, Eli Johnson, you would not be here if it weren't for Jim and Heather Johnson. And not only that, but the Trojan Stadium campaign that grew 5 months ago was a lot dependent on your folks being so adamant, and many, many other folks in Beloit. Your folks were honored by the leadership Mitchell County Association in the Community Service Award. And then the Trojan Stadium campaign has been happening right in front of our eyes. It took 5 months, and Now we have the Matus Family Sports Complex, and you've also had a bird's eye view, much like you did at the state track meet with the girls' championship, of this whole stadium campaign. Talk about Jim and Heather Johnson and the Trojan Stadium campaign.
The main goal for the whole sports complex is to make something that will last and that our future generations will be able to use, not just for people like me just going through high school that wants new stuff. It's things that will help grow new athletes and hopefully new opportunities for different kids, and hopefully it'll be there for a long time.
Well, Eli, you got to actually have some fun this summer. You work for Don Zahorik over at Glen Elder at Don's Guide Service as a fishing guide. Not every day that a adult trusts a 17-year-old with his business and taking adults out fishing and being very successful. Talk about your time on Wakanda Lake over at Glen Elder and working for Don Zahorik and the fun you had and the fish you caught.
Yeah, I mean, no, barely anybody my age will ever be able to do that. I mean, being on the lake every day and doing what you love, I mean, it's pretty incredible. I mean, I don't really look at it as that as a job. I mean, it's just a hobby I can go out and get paid for basically, but I'm incredibly blessed to have that job and do everything about that.
Well, Brad Gober brings a 9-3 record from a year ago, which we were a big part of it, and now he will open the home campaign on the new turf on September 19th against defending state champion Southeast Saline. You yourself have lifted and been around the offensive line that's going to be probably averaging around 285, Cross Kimmer, Griffin Johnson, Brody Linton, among others. What do you see this year's, first of all, with the offensive line and the Beloit football team for 2025 as they open the season and get to play on the new turf at Matus Family Sports Complex?
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what those guys are going to do. But I mean, they are absolutely hard workers. I mean, I'll give them that. They're putting up crazy numbers in the weight room, and I mean, it's just not one of them. It's several of those kids that are doing incredible things in the weight room, and that's going to translate very well on the field. I think they're going to have great success, and that offensive line is going to be hard to stop.
Well, Eli Johnson, as you head down Highway 81 on Tuesday, you're going to WSU, Wichita State, to be a thrower in the American Athletic Conference under the direction of John Hessendorf, your throwing coach. Why WSU, and what does Coach Hessendorf expect from Eli Johnson?
Well, I chose WSU because, for one, it's close to home, and for two, they have an incredible track program, and I talked to a bunch of people who have gone through the track program, some Beloit people, and they always have nothing but good things to say about Coach Rainbolt and Coach Hessendorf, and when I went down there, it felt like I really wanted to be a part of this, and Coach Hessendorf, he's going to be expecting a hard worker everybody else is there. I mean, you have to be if you're going to get to that level, and he's going to expect my best every single day.
Eli Johnson, you were under the direction 4 or 5 years ago of Brad Gober, Ryan Eilert, Casey Seifert. What was the most important message that they told you about setting goals and being where you are today?
Well, every single one of those guys, they set very high standards for their kids, and I think that's a very important part of coaching. I mean, and obviously we as teams didn't let them down very much, but I mean, pushing us kids every single day to be the best that we can be is the main part of how they're so successful in coaching and pushing our programs to be so good.
Well, every year there enters new 7th and 8th grade kids up at Beloit Junior Senior High School. What's your message for those 7th grade boys coming in that got deer in the headlights look and want to be the next Eli Johnson?
Well, my message to them is to buy into all of the programs. I mean, listen to what your coaches are saying. I mean, every single one of those coaches have been there for a long time, and they know what they're talking about. And just make sure you're working as hard as you can every single day, and good things will come your way.
Well, Eli Johnson, God bless you. You're a great friend, heck of a fisherman, and we wish you the best at Wichita State.
Yep, thank you.